the theme of Christmas. But here's my question. Have you ever had a disappointing Christmas? Yeah? Some of us. I think that probably all of us, if we thought back. Have you ever been frazzled and tired and grumpy at Christmas time? That's interesting. My screen just decided to vanish. Excuse me a moment. Yeah, and wishing it was all over. Or have you had no money or hardly any money and run out of money and still had a long list of things to buy? Yeah? Been there, done that. Someone said that I should buy something for Anthea out of gold. And so I looked up a gold necklace, and it started at about $2,500. I quickly closed the computer, and, you know, a certain amount of money is just, if you don't have it, you can't buy it. Have you ever wanted a certain gift, but were disappointed with what you got? I remember one of my earliest Christmas presents, I wanted a truck. Now, my friend Johnny Cash, I swear it was his name, John Cash, and he would bring his truck along to school in the primers, and you could sit on the thing and ride on it. What my parents could afford was a little truck about this long with wheels that fell off if you just leaned on it. So disappointing. Sometimes Christmas is disappointing, isn't it? And what about, have you ever been given a thoughtless gift? I don't know about you, but that man is going to have the surprise of his life in about 5 seconds after that blindfold comes off. What he thinks is a wonderful gift, color coordinated and everything, but might not turn out to be the gift that his wife really needed or wanted. Or what about in the Christmas Story movie, if you've ever seen it, with a little boy with his BB gun, and his auntie comes to stay, and that's what he gets for Christmas. Totally not what you want. If you've ever had a Christmas like that, then maybe it's been a disappointing one for you. Or, here's another question for you. Have you ever been given an amazingly generous gift? Have you? Now that's just jumping ahead a little bit, Anne, so just hold on there. But a special gift or an undeserved gift, have you ever had one? What have you had? Some of you, call it out. An amazingly generous gift. A black pearl? Call it out. Two cars. A holiday in Bali. Whoa. Can you say that again louder? Yeah, way to go. It's about people and family, isn't it? Any others had just an amazing gift? Well, put that car on and thanks. I was once given a car. I was pastoring and my car died. I mean, it dead and buried completely. And I was stuck. I had no money in the bank. And I went to my eldership team, said maybe we could organize a loan or something. But the church didn't have any funds and I didn't know what to do. And one of the wives on our team was a businesswoman. And she said, go out and get a car and I will pay for it. And then the person that the importer that we went to get the car from, he said, oh, I've heard you've just adopted some more kids. I want to help you. You can have the car at cost. And so we got a lovely Nissan, whatever that one is, that one. Bluebird. That's it. Very, very special because of the value of it. Or sometimes, have you ever had a gift that was from someone who really couldn't afford it, but they've given it to you, and you know that it's cost them heaps. Have you ever had that? Yes, no? You want to share with us? Going. All right. Or have you ever had a gift that just met a big need in your life? Oh, yeah? You want to tell us?
I want to thank our Pastor Roy. Come around the other night and gave me a Christmas card with some vouchers in it, countdown, from church. I want to say thank you to everybody.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that testimony. Or maybe, have you ever had a gift given to you by someone that you were unkind to? And yet they've given you a gift. That picture of a ham reminds me of a person that I just didn't get on with. And he didn't get on with me. And I'm not sure, I mean, he must have been at fault, because I'm sure I was. But we just clashed, and we loved one another as Christian brothers ought to. And I just wasn't always very gracious toward him. And I wasn't as patient as I should be and as loving. And you look back, don't you? You ever look back over your life and think, man, I could have been a lot more Christian to that person. And this person, no, we had kind of fallen out, and he'd gone his way and I'd gone mine. And here he was one Christmas at our door with a ham. And I was so blown over with this gift because I didn't deserve it. And it came from someone who had every right to be angry at me, but instead he gave me a gift of love, gave us. And I think, I mean, that was, we didn't normally afford a ham. It's the first one we'd ever had. And so it was a gift from someone who I'd been unkind to. Have you ever been given a card? You, Stu, you just talked about a card. But a card that just said the right things. Might have been just a Merry Christmas card, no gift with it, but it just said something that you needed to hear, something of someone appreciating you. It's wonderful.
It's a number of years ago now. I went out to my letterbox, and there was a card in the letterbox, and there was a lot of money in it. And to this day, I do not know who gave it to me. And they say they appreciated me and whatever, but I was never able to find out who had given me that gift. Yeah.
Have you had gifts like that, that you've never found out who gave it? And you wonder, and you'd love to know, but you probably shouldn't know. You just appreciate the gift. How would it be if our gift giving at Christmas time and at other times, if it was a reflection of God's own gift giving? that rather than giving out of obligation or you have to, or giving when you're broken you shouldn't really give, and that you actually in some way could model your gift giving on God's gift giving. Because the Bible tells us of a gift God gave to us, and we find one solitary verse amongst the whole of the Bible, but in 2 Corinthians 9:15. And various Bible translators have done their best to interpret or translate the words used from the, I guess, the Hebrew and the Greek of the Bible into English. And I've got 10 translations and 10 people around the church here somewhere who are going to stand from the very first one and call out some of the translations of this verse. Here's number one.
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Sharon, you can do a lot better than that, a lot louder than that. I know. Yeah, shout it out.
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Amen. Thank you. Who's number two? Who's got the second one?
Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift.
Right. Inexpressible. Number three?
Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift.
Yes. Right. Four?
Thanks be to God for his gift that is too wonderful for words.
Mm. Right.
Thanks be to God for his gift beyond anything words can describe.
Anything beyond anything words can describe. Who's got the next one?
Thank God for this gift,
too wonderful for words. That's my granddaughter. Jeff?
Thank Hashem for his indescribable matanah.
From the Jerusalem Bible, I think, or the. Who's next? Do you want to say that again really loudly, Jeff?
Baruch Hashem for his indescribable matanah.
Right, if you don't know Greek, get enrolled in a class. Or Hebrew, rather. And I think there are a couple more.
Praise God for this incredible, unbelievable, indescribable gift.
Incredible, unbelievable, indescribable, and thanks God.
Now thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, which is precious beyond words.
Right. Do you get, that's all, I'm sure, that's... Thanks, M.
Thank God for his gift so great that no words can ever tell it all.
His gift so great that no words can ever tell it all. Yeah. Do you get the feeling that words cannot express the truth of who Jesus was? God's gift to humanity, God's gift to the world. Why is it such an indescribable gift? Well, God gave his only son. There's a verse we love to quote in John chapter 3, verse 16. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He gave his only son. God's gift of Jesus was of infinite value. Of infinite value. He didn't send an angel. He sent Jesus. often in our giving we keep back the best, don't we? Come on, you know, parents, I guarantee if you're a little bit older back in the day when things were a little bit more expensive, if you got sparkling grape juice and you had kids, the kids didn't get the grape juice, they had soft drink. They had a bit of Coke or whatever, but the sparkling grape juice was so expensive, relatively. You only had it once or twice a year, so the kids didn't get it, right? Am I right? Never had it, well. So we keep back sometimes, we keep back the best for ourselves, but God, no. He gave us his best gift. For some people, God's gift is an unwanted gift. It's like after Christmas, where do you go to buy something cheap? You go to Trade Me and all the unwanted gifts are there. And for some people, Jesus, the gift of Jesus is unwanted. And probably for all of us, he's an undervalued gift. We say it quite, oh yeah, God gave us Jesus, whoopee. It's too indescribable for words. Rather than saying, God's gift, it's indescribably great. Words can't begin to express this gift of Jesus. What was the big deal? You know, recently I've been interested in a study that's come out on about people who have had death experiences where they've been resuscitated, but they've been out of their body and away in some place like a paradise, and they describe the colours and the beauty and that what they're seeing, and they just run out of words, but what they describe sounds so wonderful. The only words the Bible uses, I think, are found in the book of Revelation, where the John in the vision of heaven uses words like sapphires and gold and precious stones and just the light of God, dazzling white, no need for sun and moon anymore because the light of God's presence lights a place. And this, he just goes on, here's Jesus with flaming fiery clothes and a sword coming out of his mouth, and it's like, thanks be to God, for this is a neat gift. No, it's a wonderful gift, such that he left this glory, left something that is indescribable to come to earth to die for our sin, to be separated from the Father. We cannot comprehend what that means. We can only take it at face value that his leaving heaven and coming to earth and living as a man, taking upon his body the sins of the world and dying in our place, such that God had to turn away from him. How can we ever understand God's undeserved, indescribable gift? And for some people, you know, Jesus is a little bit like Santa's gift, this figure that people have made up. It's for Santa, you know, you only get a gift if you've been good, don't you? If you've been bad, you get lumps of coal in your stocking. That's what the tradition says. But God doesn't require that we are somehow good. God, for us to receive Jesus, we don't have to be good. We have to simply receive this gift of salvation. Amen. Let him live his life through us and transform us. And some of us here probably think that that we don't deserve God. We don't deserve this gift of eternal life. Just like if I gave you $1 million, sold my home and everything, gave it to you, you might say that you don't deserve it. We're like that with God. We don't deserve him. If he knew what was really inside us, he wouldn't love us. He wouldn't like us. But he does. He loves us. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 13. I want to read these verses to you. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. His own creation, his own people. And yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Will you receive the gift of Jesus today? Will you open your heart to him, to his love, to the forgiveness that he gives? Thanks be to God for his indescribable, unbelievable, unspeakable gift of Jesus. Amen.